What do you imagine when you think of the Apostle Paul? We often envision a strong, charismatic man with broad shoulders and a powerful demeanor. Today, however, Pastor Xavier Rees discusses the simple truths about how spiritual power doesn't necessitate a dynamic disposition.
The book of Titus, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ. As you can see there, first of all, his name Paul means little or small. It's from the derivative of the verb paul, meaning to pause, to stop, restrain, or to come to an end. Tradition tells us that Paul was a man of small stature. This is what the Greek name Paul implies. Now, we as Americans have a lot of hang-ups, especially with our PC language and everything. We don't want to offend anybody. And we take everything so personal, so offensive. In other cultures, any name that's given to you, nicknames or stuff like that, many times it is related to your physical stature, to your characteristics, to your habits. And that name is embraced with endearment, with love. It's not offensive. In America, it is. Paul here, his name indicates that most likely, according to his physical stature, he was a very small man. In fact, tradition tells us that he was bow-legged and had a hooked nose. How ironic it is that even in our Western culture, we usually associate those prominent preachers with big old pompadour, $1,000 suits, white shoes, good looking, and driving a Cadillac or a Mercedes. God is not like that. God says, man, I need to make an impact in this generation. Let's see, who's he? How about that bow-legged, hook-nosed guy? I think I can use him. You see, the whole point is that God uses instruments where he alone gets glory. He's not looking for beautiful instruments. He's looking for available instruments. Those who are going to yield to him. Now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't have beautiful instruments. But the focus on the human side is always that, and that's a danger. And so often, people are caught up with the man. And it seems that every movement of God can never go on into the second generation because people get their eyes on the man. And all of a sudden, they're no longer searching the scriptures, but they just come to church, don't even open their Bibles, don't even carry Bibles, and they just listen and they absorb everything the man is saying because, hey, he's the founder. We can trust him. And we really aren't depending on God. We're depending on the man, on the church, on the system, on the movement, or whatever it may be, and we've got it on cruise control. You keep your eyes on God, not on the man.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Rees, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.